This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois, 91.9 UIS. It's the year-end drive, and you have an opportunity to support the public radio you love. And make sure you continue to get informed about the arts and news, and among other things. Just go to nprillinois.org and click the donate button to make your contribution. The Calendar Club monthly contribution is a great way to do it. It's just a little bit each month, usually on your credit card, sometimes from your bank. That depends on what you want to do. And it keeps going until you ask us to change it. And it makes it very simple to make sure that public radio is supported. You can also call 206-9847 and make a gift. We are talking to The Deep Hollow, a great band from Springfield that has two albums out, as they have been talking about. They were on track to put out a new one this year, but COVID has sort of impacted that. And we talked more with Dave Luttrell about how COVID has impacted the band.
With all the other bands and projects that I'm a part of, they're just not doing anything. I recently, you know, we're in the shenanigans like we talked about, but a lot of those things have just been kind of shut down, of course. Mike and I will also play solo shows. Those are all shut down. I'm in an original band called The Station, which is the band that I toured with for, you know, 10 years prior to joining the shenanigans and Deep Hollow. I just started a fish tribute band called Birds of a Feather, which is new. What a great time to start a new band and then play one or two gigs and then get shut down. We're just kind of hunkering down, and I'm trying to make sure that I keep my family happy and healthy and really just focusing on our own little cocoon. Whereas normally I'm gone four nights a week and been such a rush. Everything is, okay, what do we have to do this week? What do we have to do this week? Everything is just kind of a rush. So honestly, not necessarily that I'm promoting, but internally working a little bit more on the mental health side of just appreciating what we have and gratitude and those sorts of things. It's not as exciting as promoting a big events like I'm used to doing, but at the same time, it's kind of a good exercise in 2020 to not necessarily complain of what we can't do, but try to realize what we actually have and be grateful for that.
What are the rest of you doing to take care of yourselves and do some self-care during this time?
If I'm being honest, I'm like treading water right now because I have two little kids at home too. A pandemic with a three-year-old and an 18-month-old, it's fun. It's challenging. You know, I made Play-Doh yesterday. That was a really big, exciting day. Self-care is just, I don't know. I mean, I'm getting more sleep than usual now, and the boys know how much I love sleep.
How much sleep are you getting now? You were already at like...
I got 11 hours last night, so I'm feeling phenomenal. Yeah, I don't know. Michael, what are you doing for some self-care?
I'm going to answer for him too. I'm guessing, Micah, if I can just project a little bit, a healthy balance of listening to music, writing music, playing with his dogs, and maybe a little bourbon on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
He nods in acknowledgement. We cannot hear him though.
I met Micah early 2000s. So he was a songwriter in the area and had Micah Walk Band. I was doing The Station and some solo things as well. And so I would always end up at his open mics where he would be running an open mic and then playing some of his songs. And of course he was recording as well. So we always had that kind of kinship and that friendship through music that then once both of us stopped touring quite as much and being a little bit home more often, we just ended up getting together and writing more music and then starting this band. And then it's always kind of been one of those things where kind of a mutual admiration society regarding that. But I guess in terms of, you know, to your question, in terms of report or promoting things, that Facebook Live for our Christmas show will be really the last thing that we have on our calendar until we can all get back out into the wild. So that'll be December 17th at 7:30. We'll be doing some Christmas songs. It's just going to be acoustic at Bella Boutique. We've done a couple of the live streams and it's been fun. And I think that's really where a lot of music has headed, right? In the last 6 months, you see a lot of those live streams and bands doing that. This one will be free. Normally we would have had it at Arlington's downtown upstairs, which is a great venue for that sort of event. And we're really sad that we can't do it this year in person, but I'm sure we'll be back in live and in person next year. And hopefully we'll continue to keep writing, record a record next year would be probably our plan, our go-to for 2021.
All right. I like this idea. I like this.
My wife is also working from home, so that's been great. Our dogs are loving it. You know, we're both home pretty much all the time now. It's like Dave was saying, when you're used to being gone 3 or 4 nights a week, you really, at those times, you really, at least I cherish the nights at home where you get to have, cook a meal and maybe watch a movie or a TV show. And now we're just able to do that more, doing more cooking together. She does a lot more of the cooking, to be honest, but only because she's better at it.
As this thing hopefully gets under control with COVID and we start to reemerge, what would you like to see happening in the community to help it heal quickly?
There's just been this resurgence of supporting local, and I hope it's a trend that stays. I think it will be, because I think more than ever, we're realizing these small businesses are the backbone to our community. And I know bars and restaurants have been hurt so badly through this. So I just hope when we are able to go dine in person and all that, people remember to support a local establishment rather than a chain. And all of those local establishments have really been those who have supported us throughout the years with music and all the amazing places and venues that we have sang at. So I just hope that people continue to keep supporting local every time they go out, and that they'll be here to stay, and that those places will be around so that we can sing at them again.
Dave?
I'll definitely put in a vote for the support local thing, but also when you can support, I just want to add to what Liz said, is you can support local by, you know, buying those gift certificates right now to use later. I mean, I think a lot of those local businesses, sometimes we forget, yeah, I'd love to go support them, but maybe they're closed right now, or it's not a restaurant where I can do takeout. Just a reminder out there and a shout out that you can buy a gift certificate to use in April next year, and that's really going to help these businesses get through the winter. Going back to the question of realizing and having gratitude for what we have is, A, you know, just making sure that everybody is healthy to get to 2021, and our parents and our grandparents, that's really important. But also to realize that what a bummer it has been to not have live music, and what to realize what that brings to a community. When you walk into a place and there's music in the air, it's just, it's been silent. So I guess I just want people to realize that these local musicians are also hurting, because normally we'd all be out playing and making at least part of a living doing that and providing that service. Hopefully when we can come back, there's a little bit more of that to realize what the local musicians bring to the community and what we add, and artists as well. And to also, if I might be so bold, to realize that I think we've been pretty kind of spoiled. It might be a harsh word, spoiled, in that we get a lot of free music. If you go to other markets, you pay. If there's a band playing, you're paying to get in. I know it's certainly a part of a business model to get people in. A lot of venues take on that initial hit to pay for a band. When we show up to these places, that band isn't doing it for free. That venue has taken that initial hit on. And so what ends up happening over time is that I think the music has been devalued a little bit. And I think if we realize that what it would be like if we could just go pay, not a lot, maybe bringing back that small cover charge that covers the band. And then it also eases some of the burden off of that venue owner as well. Short answer is grateful to have live music back. That'll be huge in 2021.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Michael, what do you think? Beyond those things, do you think would be good for recovery?
Relief when there are shows or you can go out to eat like normal. I think I have a feeling there's going to be like this sense of appreciation in the air when we can start doing shows again.
I can only imagine the first weekend community festival outdoors is going to be a major.
Right. And I mean, just imagine what it's like after winter in a normal year. It's going to be that times a million, you know, next year, I think.
I imagine it. Have you ever seen The Wiz? And at the end of The Wiz, and everybody's, you know, getting free from the evil queen, and they're all, you know, just taking off their clothes and jumping around and just screaming for joy. I have a mental image in my head that that's what Springfield is going to look like downtown when this is over. We're all just going to sing and dance and play music all down and up the street. It's going to be great.
Yep, now, that's what the Deep Hollow is going to be doing.
Yeah.
Encouraging the removal of garments and the purchase of new ones at Bella. So that's
good.
We always like to ask if there are other people or organizations you see in the community that are making a real impact that we should know about.
Programs like this do make a big impact because, you know, maybe someone has never listened to the Deep Hollow before and they hear our name and they go and check us out. So first off, anybody that's promoting the arts, I think is going to have a big impact because that's the only way, you know, word of mouth and social media, those sorts of things are the only way that we can get the word out about bands and artists and anybody that is creating something. Anybody who helps the creators, I am all behind.
We are talking to the Deep Hollow, Michael Walk, Dave Luttrell, Liz Eckert. Thank you so much for joining us. We are also in our year-end drive. So before we get back to the rest of the answers on that question, give them a little more time to think and ask you while that's happening to make a donation at nprillinois.org. You can go up to the donate button on the top right part of the website, or you can call 206-9847. Doesn't take long. You can use a credit card. You know, if you've never given before, starting out as little as $5 a month can make a big difference. And we have people who do larger amounts than that, but you know, it depends what you feel like you can do. So let's jump back to our question. Dave answered this by saying that people who promote the arts like NPR Illinois are really valuable and helpful to all the artisans and musicians and folks in town. Who else do you see making an impact, organization or individual? Micah?
Venues are a huge one, obviously. There's a lot of, like Dave was saying, there's a lot of local venues that sometimes it's a risk to book an act. You own this small business and bottom line is it can be a risk to do that. I love all the local venues that book original music like us.
Liz?
The organization that's always near and dear to my heart every year is anything regarding the Hope School. I know in 2021, we're hoping to hire a Hope student to work at Bella. I know they've been hurt really bad through this pandemic and not able to really do a lot of their fundraising events that they normally do. I will always say Hope School. I think it's one of the greatest things here in the Springfield community.
A couple of years ago, we did a piece with Hope School because we had Courtney Wick and some other folks that were doing a show down at the Muni, and they were talking about some things they were doing at the Hope School, trying to get their students to put on a production and do some music. I think it's very therapeutic what you all do and what you provide. Music can be so heartwarming and therapeutic to people. And just supporting the local music, the local business, everything local here in Springfield, I think that's what really makes it home and what keeps people here. You can support NPR Illinois today. We are your local public radio station, and we are able to do arts coverage and bring local music like the Deep Hollow and others onto the station because of the support from our listeners. So if you're listening right now and you haven't made a gift, please make sure to go to nprillinois.org or go to 217-206-9847 to make a gift today.
Thanks to the Deep Hollow for joining us.
Snowflake lands on the tip. Hope was all I've ever had in my life. top on Dad's oak tree, where I would spend afternoons oh so carelessly. I always thought I had years to do whatever I please. Turns out that all that I have now are memories. All that I have now are memories. Why can't we all live like that? And now I wanna go back, back to where I got off track. Been trying to get back to that time and that place, back to a simple mind.
Voices is a production of NPR Illinois.